The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stone is Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Damn. Fuck that all up. I'm back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 49. It is Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. It'll be Chapter 1, Verse 49. Hour 1, we streamed it live on video as we do every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. If you're listening to Hour 2, whether it's on stonerjesus.net or cannabisradio.com or iTunes or Stitcher or one of your various podcatchers, you can get video of Hour 2. The only way to get the full video of Hour 2 is to become a patron on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show, you get the full 2 hours, full every chapter and verse episode of the show, and full video glory, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. All other information on the show, including social media links, past episodes, audio, all that stuff, stonerjesus.net. Come check us out there. We got Drunken Seagulls, we got Siri, we got a special Stoner Jesus Show project, we got classic bits, all of that coming up here. An hour to. Again, thanks to everybody who spreads the word about the show. Various social media. We've been doing this a long time. You help us get that shit done. Anyway, kill the music. It's enough of all that. If you missed hour one, you missed a lot. You missed St. Peter voicemail. You missed the YouTube strike saga. You missed the MAGA hat kid. All that stuff was in Hour 1. You can find all the live streams for Hour 1, the Stoner Jesus Show live page, on stonerjesus.net. Told you about all the stuff that's coming up in this hour. First, we have Siri interrupting a British Parliament meeting. So apparently, if you don't have the video, you have to listen to the video or listen to the audio with... And imagine, if you're watching the video, you'll see the video. These next two videos I show are from The Guardian. I don't know, they just have a... So they have a staff really working on this shit, so that's where we get the videos from. And Drunken Seagulls is coming up in a minute, but first, Siri. Basically, this guy's talking in the British Parliament, and he keeps saying Syria. So apparently one of the ways he said Syria triggered Siri to respond with to tell him about Syria. And this is how it went down.
And surrounding areas.
What a very rum business that is.
An intervention.
No, but I do apologise for that. It is very rare that you're heckled by your own mobile phone.
Indeed.
On this occasion...
But I like that one guy who's like, this is very rum business. I like that expression. That's what I start saying to people. Hey, see here now. This is a very rum business we have here going on.
It is a new parliamentary convention, without a doubt. So if I may proceed, Mr. Speaker, without the help and support of Siri.
Siri should be like a sidekick. Should hold up the phone while he's talking to people. It's a very rum business. It's a very rum business that is going on here. Anyway, this next story is from UPI.com with, as I said, the accompanying video from The Guardian. Well, I think that this video, which if you have the video of this show, if you're watching the video of Hour 2, you can see it right there. Animal rescuers note surge in drunken seagull calls. Again, it's from UPI. You see the video there. It doesn't have any audio, but I'll play it for those of you who have the video. It purports to show a drunken seagull. Apparently, animal rescuers in Britain said they have noted an uptick in calls to rescue, quote, drunk, end quote, seagulls that apparently got into brewery waste. RSPCA officers Joe Daniel, Clara Scully, and Paul Adams said they have responded to more than a dozen calls in recent weeks about gulls exhibiting the same intoxication symptoms. The animal rescue charity said the birds are believed to have gotten to waste from a brewery or alcohol producer. We've had a number of these come through over the last couple of weeks, Daniel said. We think they're gaining access to some brewing waste products somewhere. At first, the birds look like they have botulism, but then after vomiting, most seem to recover. Well, isn't that the way all drinking goes? The birds absolutely stink of alcohol when we collect them, so now our vans smell like pubs. RSPCA veterinarian David Cooper said most of the intoxicating gulls were collected in Devon, but some were spotted in Dorset. So they're everywhere, these gulls. Here's the video of a supposedly drunken seagull. As I said, if you're listening to audio, there's no audio. But if you have the video on patreon.com/stonerjesus420, you can see what is purported to be a drunken seagull kind of staggering around. I wonder if he vomits. Be more authentic. Oh, yeah, he's staggering a little bit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess so. I guess he's drunk. He, like, you know, smacked the cameraman after that. It was just after they got done. Just after they got done filming, he beat the shit out of the cameraman in a drunken fit of rage. Who wouldn't want to? That cameraman's an asshole. Anyway, we got more coming up. After the break, I want to talk about a very special project for the Stoner Jesus Show. If you're an animator or know an animator, I want you to listen up. If you're an opportunity, I'm working on a project. I'm trying to get done. I can't draw worth shit. So I need an animator. So if you know an animator, let me know. Email me. Tweet me. All that stuff. Give you all the information. Coming up here on the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 49. Hour 2, we're doing it live on July 8th, 2018. Thanks everybody for checking out the show. And we will be back. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas. Everything Planet Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 49, Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, you can go check it out on stonerjesus.net. That's where you find all information on the show, social media links, and more. stonerjesus.net. If you want the video of Hour 2, of course, the only way to do that is become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. If you'd like to go that route and get the full video of each chapter and verse version of the show, so you can do it, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You find all this information, all the links and stuff at stonerjesus.net, as I mentioned. Now, Metigenous, since Hour 1, a special project for the show, related to the show. For those of you who don't know the history or didn't read the history of the show on stonerjesus.net, here's a brief rundown. The character of Stoner Jesus was created around the year 2000. Basically, just me and my best friend, who's now passed away some 13 years ago, now the anniversary of that just passed. We were really high, and we had to thinking and talking about what a movie would be like if it was done like in the style of like Naked Gun. You remember the old Naked Gun movies. That kind of humor, but it was instead of like being Naked Gun or something else, it would be Bible stories, but and Jesus would be stoned through them all. It would be the running, you know, thing. The running theme is Jesus is stoned. That became an attempt at a radio show and a podcast in 2001. We really weren't, you know, there wasn't any such thing as podcast in 2001. It was very hard to upload even a few minutes of audio. So really, my podcasting of the actual Stoner Jesus show and its early incarnation didn't begin until about 2006. Started on Blog Talk Radio 2008, 2009. Started on stonerjesus.net doing our own shows and podcasts in 2011. We've live streamed and just everything you can think of. But the original conception of Stoner Jesus was a movie, a comedy movie, which I wrote the screenplay for. It's in this closet right behind me. I wrote it 15, 16 years ago, the actual screenplay. But that's not what I'm looking for an animator for. I'm looking for an animator, as I mentioned earlier this hour and in the first hour, looking for an animator who's willing to work for promotion and you know, obviously credit on a video that I'm hoping that will go viral and catch the attention of some actual people. So I'm writing a pilot for a animated TV show surrounding the character of Stoner Jesus. Again, this is for any future purposes. This is July 8th, 2018, when I'm telling you about all this. I'm writing and directing, and I'll do the voices and all that shit. I just need an animator because I suck at animation. I can't draw a fucking thing. So if you're an animator, I've already had one response tonight from a guy who looks pretty good. I saw a video of what he did. The show looks pretty good. Tweet me, direct message me, whatever, StonerJesus420 on Twitter. Or as you can see right there on the little graphic, email StonerJesus420@gmail.com. You can email anything about the show there, but you know, just put animator in the subject or whatever. Let me know that that's what you're interested in. Basically, what I need is someone who's going to do the first few scenes of a pilot episode, so I can use that to try to get that out there through my social media and the social media of others and Facebook and all that shit. Try to get it out there in the internet sphere and actually get someone who's actually interested in the full pilot. Now we can talk about anime and the pilot and all that shit. But for now, the first three scenes, about 4 minutes, I guess, 3-4 minutes, somewhere in there. Looking for an animator for a TV show. I'm not going to give away anything else. It's based on the character of Stoner Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. The rest is top secret. It's top secret shit. So tweet me at StonerJesus420. Email me StonerJesus420@gmail.com. If I get a bunch of responses, I don't know how I'll choose. We'll see. Maybe we have some kind of contest. I don't know. That would be cool. You can make it a big thing for the show. We'll see. Like I said, I've had one response. We'll see if we get more. This first guy looks pretty good. The video I saw is kind of what I'm looking for. So we'll see. I want to give some other people time to get their shit in the running. This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened in the history of animation. Or it may be absolutely nothing. We will see. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Go check us out and keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. We got some classic bits coming up. I'm going to stay and listen to those if you're new to the show. Those will be after the sponsor breaks. Of course, StonerJesus.net, all our sponsor banners, social media links, all that shit. Don't forget, every Sunday night, we stream the first hour live, hour one, on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. This is hour two, of course. If you want hour two on video, you have to be a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. And as always, peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on StonerJesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that head shop banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stonerjesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get GreenGon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus here, Stoner Jesus Show Live. It's time now for profiles in death. Tonight we profile someone who recently passed, one Mr. Harold Ramis, one of the greatest comedy writers, at least in the movies, of all time. And St. Peter here with me. We both knew, St. Peter and I both knew Harold Ramis. We used to have him on the show a lot. Back in the 80s. That's right, we were on the air back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Don't question Jesus.
That's right.
In any case, we had him on the show a lot back then. And we were friends with him. We hung out with him, and it was we interacted with him, and it was a great time. It really was. It was such a brilliant man to be around.
Eh.
The thing of it was, St. Peter, as you can imagine, was his annoying self.
What?
You were. Shut up, Peter.
What the fuck? I didn't even start talking
Peter,
yet,
you always pitched him stupid movie ideas.
Well, they
continuous stream of stupid movie ideas.
They weren't stupid.
Came from you.
They weren't stupid.
Like did he ever make any of those movies? Did he ever use any one of your ideas?
No, he did not, because he was an asshole.
Mm.
My show is funny.
Well, that says a lot right there.
What?
Doesn't it, Peter?
What?
I asked you earlier today if you could remember any of those movie ideas. I hope you wrote a few of them down.
Yeah, I got a few of them here.
Awesome. We'll see what the people think.
All right.
He thought your ideas were shit. We'll see what the people think.
It's not shit, Jesus.
So lay it on me, Peter. What's the first one?
The first movie was about date rape.
What do you mean?
It's a comedy about date rape.
There's nothing funny about date rape.
Of course there is, Jesus. Date rape is very, very funny.
There's the inherent problem. You find comedy in date rape, and I don't think he would have, or he did.
It's funny.
Obviously he didn't. He didn't make the date rape movie, did he?
It's because he's dumb.
Okay. You got another one there, Peter?
Oh, yeah. That next one's a movie about an antique bottle cap collector. And then, like, his caps get stolen. And, like, he has to go find them. And, like, shenanigans ensue.
Ah. Yeah. Shenanigans ensue.
That's right. They ensue.
Wow. It sounds like a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Can't believe he didn't use that one. You got another one?
Is this sarcasm? Oh, yeah. I got a movie about the life of Jesus. But instead of being told by, like, you know, some dickhead, it's told by the sidekick.
I suppose the part of the sidekick of Jesus would probably be played by you.
Well, I am a pretty good actor of Jesus, as you know. I'm pretty buff.
Yes.
I look good on camera.
Okay. Okay. You got any more?
Yeah, the second one's about this guy who goes on a quest to find roofies because he's got a big date that night and he really needs some roofies. So he goes on a quest.
Isn't that the same as the first movie idea, the date rape movie?
No. They're two completely different movie ideas, Jesus.
Oh, so it's a second completely different movie idea about date rape.
That's right, Jesus. Mm. Two movies, two separate movies about date rape.
Like I say, some things are becoming clear to me now. Now I know why he stopped talking to us.
What?
We had him on the show for the last time, I guess it was like 1987, and I never heard from him again. He wouldn't return my calls. We couldn't get a hold of his agent. Nobody would contact us, and now I know why.
It's because he was a bitch.
But he was tired of being pitched movies. Date rape.
No, he's a fucking bitch. I'm funny, Jesus. I know what I'm doing and I'm what I'm talking about.
Nobody wants to see a movie about date rape.
Of course they
do. No one wants to constantly be hassled by some dumbass who wants to make movies about date rape.
He was a pussy.
A constant barrage of date rape movies.
Pussy Harold Ramis.
The date rape was the second one even like a sequel to the first one?
No, they're two different fucking movies, Jesus.
Okay, whatever. Shut up.
God damn it.
It doesn't matter.
Quit telling me to shut up, Jesus.
That was awful.
Fucking asshole.
It was awful.
You're awful.
We could have had him on the show a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more.
We're not missing anything.
To do some great shit, but no.
Glad he's dead.
Just because you're a dumbass, that was it.
He's a dumbass.
That was Profiles in Death.
You should have made my movie.
Harold Ramis.
Asshole.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
Good riddance, you bastard.
Oh, just stop.
I'm not going to start
Jesus Show Live. More comedy music, all that stuff.
Fucking bitch.
Coming up. Just shut up, Peter.
You shut up, motherfucker.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. It is time now. As you know, from time to time, Peter has a little list that he does on here. And for a lot of people now, a lot of parents out there listening, kids are going back to school. So it's time. And we always like to help the parents with the kids. Because it takes a village, you know.
Yeah, it's for the kids.
So they're going back to school, and they need a list of suggested back-to-school items. And who better to provide a list of suggested back-to-school items than St. Peter, of course. And Peter, you have your list ready.
Yeah, it's all ready to go, man.
This is St. Peter's list of suggested back-to-school items, as I've already pointed out. So what's the first one, yo?
The first thing kids are going to need is a bulletproof vest, Jesus.
Oh, we're starting with dead kid jokes.
Yeah.
Dead kid jokes are always classy.
Yeah, well, if you don't like that one, you're not going to like this one. They're going to need a gun cleaning kit so they can clean their guns.
Yes. Yes, a theme.
Yeah.
A theme.
Yeah, gun theme.
Guns in school. Very good, Peter.
Right.
What else you got? Jesus Christ.
Kids these days are also going to need a rape whistle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Oh. Okay, that's kind of hardcore.
Rape whistle. You anything to say about that?
I'm trying with old comment. Just keep fucking going, man.
Okay, for the Catholic school kids, how about a butt plug? Keep out the priest dicks.
Oh, priest rape jokes.
Yeah.
Well, those are very timely, Peter. Very, very good.
Look, you want to do this, motherfucker? I'm doing this.
No. You're doing a great job, man. You're doing a great job. Just
appreciate
just keep on with
the fucking sarcasm, you dickhead.
Fucking 2005.
What?
What?
Oh, you motherfucker.
Just go, man. Just go.
Oh, they're going to need one of those Both Directions t-shirts that Bandery's talking about.
I think that's...
Both Directions.
No, I think that's One Direction, Peter.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Both Directions, Jesus.
No, I'm pretty sure that it's
no,
One
it's
Direction.
No, it's Both Directions,
is the band
I know.
Name or whatever.
I follow them closely. It's Both Directions, Jesus. I'm pretty sure of this.
Yeah.
No. So don't argue with me, Jesus.
Okay, you know what? You know what? It doesn't matter.
Right.
No,
right.
It doesn't matter. Just keep going.
Right.
Just keep going.
Oh, they're also going to need an umbrella, you know, because sometimes it rains.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all. That's all I got.
Oh, kind of an underwhelming finale.
Oh, what can I say, Jesus?
Okay, so I hope you were keeping track of that St. Peter's list.
Yeah.
of suggested back-to-school items for the kids.
Right, right.
Looking back over the list, had a lot to do with security.
Yeah, yeah, safety.
And keeping the kids safe.
Right, right. Safety.
And not rained on.
Yes, dry. Dry and safe.
I'm gonna keep with that was a One Direction shirt that you were talking
about.
Smooth
Directions, right? Jesus. It's Smooth Directions. You're a very popular band out of England or whatever.
Okay.
They go both directions, Jesus.
It doesn't matter.
God damn it.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Oh, I care.
That was St. Peter's suggested list.
Both directions.
Back to school items.
Yeah.
Stoner Jesus Show Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere.
I like that one song they got about both being going both directions, man.